The industry's failure to act on many complaints has been a common theme we've encountered during the making of this programme. Philippa Childs is head of BECTU.
I mean, the industry needs to respond better, quite clearly. I think the big problem for the film and TV industry is it relies so heavily on freelancers who feel very vulnerable in terms of their careers. They have to weigh up, when they experience bad behaviour on set, whether or not they want to tell people about what's happened to them, whether they want to report. And part of that sort of consideration for them, I think, is how seriously is their report going to be taken? Do the production company have policies and procedures to deal with reports of bullying and harassment? And most importantly, I think, as your survey shows, you know, is that going to impact their careers going forward? And that's the biggest factor, I think, that stops freelancers from reporting this bad behaviour. I think it goes back to the freelance nature of the industry and the real power imbalances within the industry as well, which mean that it is very difficult. People feel very vulnerable and not very clear about where to go to report. We need to be clear about tracking reports. And from our perspective, I mean, one of the things that I'd like to see BECTU do is to have a central place for people to be able to report so that we can keep a track on what's going on and make sure that serial abusers are called out. The industry needs to do three things. First of all, in order to stamp out this behaviour at the root of the problem, then we want the industry to invest in safeguarding officers on set so that there is somebody there that people can report to where it happens. I think they've got a responsibility to do that to ensure that their workforce are protected. And then secondly, we want the industry to have a more of a clear set of policies and procedures so that people do know what they need to do if they want to report and feel confident that action will be taken. And thirdly, I guess if all else fails, then I think there is an argument that says there should be some sort of external body that can look at very serious cases, maybe historic cases, and try to resolve them where the industry has failed to do so.